Lord, we just want to thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, I just acknowledge that I need more of you, and I want and desire more of you. And I thank you, Lord, for your leadership and your guidance. And Lord, I just pray that you will keep your corrective power upon me, O God. And these listeners out there, touch them also, Lord. Help us to come into complete compliance with your wonderful will. Lord, we thank you for touching Brother Freedom today and anointing him and using him. Touch him in his body. Give him strength, Lord, to preach everything that you have in mind for it to be preached today and shared in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just love you. We praise you. And Father, I can see that man does not know. They don't know you like I know you. Oh, Kamash. They don't know. They've never been with you. And they are absolute amazement. Father, do you know that you're spoken your word, that you're going to move by your might through your spirit? But man has not seen that in the word. They've read it, but it's been blinded from their eyes. And Father, this day I pray that you'll give this message. You spoke to my heart a little bit ago about, I pray that you'll bring it to the totalest part of your blessing, of your mighty anointing. Father, your will be done. Thus saith the Spirit of God. I believe that we're living in a very awkward hours because of the confusion that's in the land. There's great confusion concerning the Church of God. Man has seen it. It's all in their power and their capability. And they have everything under control. But that's not what God speaks His word. It's not the will of God. I'll stand and stand by myself. I have to before the whole world. It's not the will of God. The Lord was just showing me a little bit of a go. If we miss that great day, most of us wish we'd never been born. And that hour is very close. It's right now. But men, they're so blinded. They can't see because of the trees are so big that they can't see the forest. Man has done great planning. And one of the things that you would tell me a little bit ago, only a second ago from your time, it's right about now. But men pray to change your decisions, your direction, and for the plans of their life. The prayer meetings go up to change to affect men. It's not to what it's supposed to do. We're to stand and God move through us that His will might be done. His will might be established. It's not being done. And He's coming very soon. What if that day would come and you miss it? You've missed it all. You'll not go back and you'll not be able to recount any one thing over and over and over because it'll be in the yesterday. And you'll find yourself in a great opposition because you're going to be in a place of a sentencing. The devil's going to sentence you to death, and you might live if you can stand it, or you're going to take the mark of the beast, and you're going to be here through that time, and then you're going to, after that day, you're going to be marked in your total being. You're going to be in where the pit is. I don't wish to want it, but I've seen some of it. I don't want any part of it. It's terrible. It's without, my stomach's hurting right now because I feel for the people. I feel where they're at. I had a little dog this last week that was given to me, and I loved that little dog so much, and he had a bad heart. And I was praying that God was going to heal him. Well, I didn't have the will of God. And that's not right. You're going to pray, and that day, God is going to change nothing. He's already set, his word is already set in concrete. It's already directed. It's already finally, you need to line up with God, not have God change His will and our will for us. Because it's not going to be changed. Like that little dog. But God did something wonderful in that dog that I know it was the hand of God. I remember when I left him that morning, which is Sunday, he was such a sweetheart. He loved me so much. And those few days I had him, I cherished him. Because he was so, I've never seen a little dog that cared for me like it was the Lord with him. Lord did it for me. And when I went to service, when I left, he was laying on a blanket, but the blanket was all misscrewed a little bit and all like blankets and covers give with especially little puppies like that. And I sort of let him have the run of things, so I knew it was just messed up. But when I come back, an angel must have came there. Blankets were all smoothed out. A perfect incline uphill. His little body was resting there like all It couldn't have been done. He couldn't. He's no way he could do it. It was God. But God let me know that some things say no. He will be with us. And God saying no to you people, you need to straighten up. You need to get wise in God. You need to understand that He's coming back soon. That little puppy, I never seen him no more. He was gone. And you're going to be gone from this earth. And you're not going to have no recourse. You're not going to have nothing to come back to. Your tomorrows are not going to be tomorrows. They're all going to be bygones. They're going to be history. I got tears coming out of my eyes because I love all of you. I feel the enemy has blinded many of you so terribly. You won't listen. I went to people here in this town and literally told them things, and they're not hearing what you say. They're not hearing what you say. They're not at all. So if they're not hearing what you're saying, there's no way you can talk to people. They're deaf. They're a deaf person. They can't hear. See, we've been so programmed in America, this country, that we could start a church, use God's guidelines, His holy word, and whatever we do, we pray over it, God is going to honor us. But God doesn't have to do that. It's like that puppy. God could have heard my prayer, and I was reading it, I had great faith, but it didn't happen. But I knew it wasn't God's will. God had already set it in motion a lot of the time about that little pup, because it was going to be a part of this ministry today, letting you know that things get set and they're not going to be changed from nobody. They're there in concrete. They are not to be changed by your prayers. You can cry. You can lament. You can get out and have tears. You can put on sackcloth and ashes. You can give your tithes away. You can promise great promises. It's not going to happen. You can promise the Lord your whole life. You can promise Him going to build Him a new church. That's going to change. But God's let me know this as what I'm saying, true from heaven. So I've been set in concrete. These skies and what we're seeing is not by accident. God's coming back soon. You need to be prepared for tomorrow. Tomorrow is tomorrow. As long as you've got to know that tomorrow, you've got a chance for God. You got a promise. If you turn away that promise, you're losing what God gave you. You know, in America, we got what we wanted. God answered our prayers. When we went to war, He was with us. But now, things are changing. Things are changing. We don't have the success in war. We don't have the success in finance. We don't have the success in farming. We don't have the success in anything. Other nations are doing just as good as we are. Maybe better. Because we're all of the world. God says, come out from this world and be separate. And we have never done that. We became making mention to ourselves. And I'm shamefully say that most ministries are a mention to the man that calls it. The man is, God's let it happen because He needed to get souls saved. But it's not the will of God. We need perfect love, casts out all fear. Perfect love is the power of God that moves mightily in this hour. And our churches need to really straighten up. And they realize that God has a force that works this last hour. And it's moved by the power of His anointing. The anointing breaks the yoke. If you don't know anybody as an anointing, well, you need to stay away from them. I'm just telling you. Because it's going to get you in trouble. I can say this because I'm not tooting my own horn. No way. But if a person isn't got the move of God from by the Holy Ghost, stay away. Be steadfast. Stand steadfast yourself if you have to. Be steadfast. I move. Always bind the work of the Lord, nor your labor is not in vain. You can have the confidence of God that God will never leave you and never forsake you. His eyes are open to the righteous, His ears open to the cry. If you call unto Him, He will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. But you can't go out here and just do your own thing and expect God to bless you. He's not going to bless you. Shame, shame, shame on you. You're a has-been that's not never been. God wants you to be a been that's been. A blessing that's blessed by God. Anointed from heaven. But if we miss out on the coming of the Lord, it's going to be terrible. I can't stress too heavily how damages, how terrible it's going to be. There's going to be chaos in this land. There's going to be troubles. There's going to be catastrophes. There's going to be, you'll not feel any, from that time on, you'll never feel any joy. It'll be the opposite. You'll feel just great. It'll be, life will not be worth living. See why life is good worth living now? It's because Jesus. Jesus has broken the powers of darkness. Even though the principality of the air is here, but God is controlled to somewhat. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. And God means that. It's not by might, nor by power, but by His Holy Spirit, thus says the Spirit of God. God moves in a mighty way. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you, and need not that any man teaches you, but that same anointing teaches you that all things is truth, and is no lie, and even as He taught you, ye shall abide in Him. That's us. We're to abide in Him until God says, changes the orders. And that order is still coming out. When Jesus comes in, we'll be changed. But right now, we're in the tower where the Holy Ghost is the leadership of mankind. We need to take heed to things we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Oh man, you've let them slip. You've let them fall. You've taken them to the ground. You've cursed. You did things despicable. Oh church, you're in shame. Church, arise. You're in shame. You're in poverty. You brought many down. Church, you're ashamed to God. God wants to come out from this. He wants you to be separated. The church is unclean. The unclean. The church is without power. The church is without anointing. The church is without any strength. The church has no affection for the things of God. The church is despicable. The church is not honorable. It's not the church. It's the enemy has come in and deceived the very elect. He's deceived the leaderships and the ones that come into it. There's hordes of wrongdoings. God wants to set it free, and God is going to set it free. And there'll be a few, but God's going to have a remnant. And that remnant God's going to call out very shortly. You need to be ready, willing to come into that place, because God is going to have a holy remnant, and you can live here on this earth afterwards, and you can cuss, you can whatever you want to do. Nothing's going to help you. You can cry. You can give alms. You pay your tithes? Too late? See, all these things are too late. What I'm saying, it's too late to pray. It's already been done. The praying should have been way back in the 50s, the 60s. We let it slip. We need to take heed. Because God's coming soon. Kamashita makuma sita makuma sita. For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day in a mighty way, in a powerful way. And I say my people need to wake up. They need to search for me. They need to speak. Search in a mighty way. But I say my people are out looking for their own selves. They're walking in their own flesh. And their own flesh deceives them. Their own flesh is taking them down to a place, a way that they have no understanding. And they've lost the way. They find themselves as wandering. They find themselves not having a friend. And I say, yes, very soon you're not going to have no friends. Because you're going to lose my power. The strength that I've given you, you're going to have it no longer. And you're walking in your flesh. And your flesh will bring corruption to your life. And corruption will bring an end to your life. And you'll have a season of wrongdoing. That you'll see a multitude of great, terrible things happening. You're going to see these things coming. But look up, my church, look up. Because I say my coming soon. I say, look up, look up. The redemption draweth nigh, but my church is looking up down and looking to the things of this world. And I say this day, even many are looking for great revivals with ready hand, with great things, when the things that they should be looking for is being ready. Men's caught up in their own selves. They're caught up. I say that it's not the hour of ready hand no longer. It's the hour. The hour is my coming. My coming is soon. My people are looking for something different. That's the way they've always been. It's the way they were. Many years ago, they're looking for something different. My church is wandering. They want revival in their church. They want it like it was back in the 1930s. I say those 1930s were yesterday. They was gone. I had a new thing, a new hope, a new direction. But they wasn't interested in even looking. They're calling me to see what I had for them. They was looking in their own flesh, as if looking in their own guidelines, and their own intention. And they forgot that I am the God of heaven, and I can call a man. I can do anything, but they will not will it. When I call someone, they will not listen. They will not take heed to my word. My people are very slothful. They're very deceiving. They're very away from my heart. My people need to repent this day that I might regain them to repent in such a way that they would find forgiveness and they'd be ready at my coming. I say that is the main thing that's coming up, to be ready. My coming is soon. My coming is soon. Are you ready, O man? Are you ready, O woman? Are you ready, child, grandpa, grandma, whoever you are? You need to be ready because I say at my coming, I say it's not a revival meeting. It's not a prayer meeting. But I say it's my coming. My coming. My coming is soon. Will you be ready? Are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you ready, says the Spirit of God? I say, repent. Be ready, for I'm coming soon, says the Spirit of God.